To whom it may concern. We have very, very high concerns about the creation of the dump basically in our backyard. We live on a small acreage right beside the dump site that we saved all of our money to buy. We are not farmers. I am a teacher and my husband works at Clark Supply. We are both volunteer coaches and put a ton of time into the youth of our city. We are regular people with regular everyday concerns, and the prospect of the dump next to our house is quite upsetting to both of us and our neighbors too. Or I suppose it is at least 700 meters away, as proudly exclaimed by the city. To the RM, we sincerely hope that you vote against this. I hear a ton of rumors from other neighbors that the RM wants to vote no, but there are politics at play where they may not get invited back to meetings if they do. Well, that just says volumes about the integrity of the people who run our city. But also, if the RM does not vote in the favor of its people, then why do we need them at meetings anyways? To the city council, I urge you to go to the current dump and see its conditions. Then come see this prime farmland that is apparently being bought at 2-3x, or more, of market value. Come to my acreage and my neighbor's farms to see the serenity that you would be killing with this project. Come see our broken hearts. The fact that we heard about the dump before we even got a letter from the city, RM, is a whole other issue that is particularly concerning to me as well. But I will try to focus on how the dump will affect my family personally. Air pollution. Another reason we moved out here was to get away from pollution. My son was born prematurely and his lungs were not fully developed. He was also born with gastroschisis, his intestines were on the outside of his body, and with VSD, a substantial hole in his heart that was expected to not close on its own. We decided it would be best for his environment to have less pollution and the idea of all the machinery and potential of burning at the bottom of the pit. This was not in the letter, but I was told an incinerator was in the plan. Hard to say what is the truth and what is not because we aren't told the full information. It seems as very concerning. A simple Google search about pollution with landfills tells me that methane, carbon dioxide, and other harmful gases can spread miles outside the landfill area. There are tons of studies being conducted about the safety of landfills this close to homes, and not one of them deems it safe. Unfortunately for us. Smell and rats, mice. I think these are self-explanatory. Land pollution. Farmers have been assured that this dump will be kept in pristine condition, but I have personally been to the other dump numerous times and have seen how atrocious it is. I am very concerned about the eyesore right outside Moose Jaw's gates. What a way to welcome people to our city, as well as all the trash that will be floating into my yard, especially when people start to dump their garbage right outside the perimeter of the dump, just like they currently do. I would hope the city will have some sort of plan for this as well, as I will be calling every single day that garbage comes into my yard. Increase of traffic. It is quite obvious that the increase of traffic will also increase air pollution, but it will also pose dangers for my family, my animals, and wildlife around us. I would also be interested to hear what the Department of Highways thinks of this being built right off the single-lane number 2 highway. Even if an alternate route is built on the dirt road at the back of the dump, there will still be a lot of traffic going to the dump on the number 2. North Service Road businesses, VLA homeowners, Sunningdale homeowners, these people will also have to deal with land, air pollution and smell. I also have some questions I would love to have answers to. What are the survey, environmental studies that have been done so far for this location? Why is expanding the current dump site not been exercised as planned in 2012? Krista Caplet. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.